Motivational quotes and practical ways to get a weary life moving again. This article organizes recurring messages about failure, relationships, happiness, adversity, and positive language from famous people's talks and interviews by theme. It also explains the scope of psychological research and practical ways to turn them into action, so that comfort does not become unfounded optimism or self-blame. Interpreting failure as part of the process makes it easier to try again. But this does not mean you must hold on to every goal until the end, no matter what. Happiness is closely linked to autonomy, competence, and relatedness. But fulfilling these three conditions alone is not a formula that guarantees happiness. Gratitude and kindness can help sustain relationships, and it is especially important to treat people of lower status with respect. In research, self-affirmation mainly refers to activities that reaffirm your core values and strengths, not the claim that repeatedly stating a desired outcome as already accomplished will make it real. Use motivational quotes as a starting point for stirring your emotions, then connect them to small, measurable actions you can take today. When life feels exhausting, a single short sentence can sometimes give us a reason to start moving again. But a famous quote is neither a prophecy that guarantees the future, nor a remedy that instantly removes pain. The most useful approach is to draw comfort and perspective from the words, then turn them into a small action you can control right now. The sentences below reorganize by theme messages widely shared from celebrity speeches and interviews. Expressions whose original sources have not been identified are treated not as direct quotations, but as sentences summarizing their meaning. Reinterpreting failure as part of the process, the perspective that life consists of success and process unwanted outcomes, such as failing an exam, being eliminated, or having a contract fall through, are unmistakable experiences of failure. There is no need to force yourself to call them successes. What matters, however, is not treating a single outcome as a final verdict on your abilities and your entire life. The widely shared message attributed to Kang Ho-dong that there are not success and failure, but success and process, is also close to this kind of reinterpretation. If the exact original wording and context of the statement have not been verified, it is safer to understand it as the following practical principles rather than as a direct quotation. Separate the outcome from the self. I failed this exam and I am a failure are different statements. Find information in the outcome. Distinguish among insufficient skills, preparation time, and environmental conditions. Change the conditions of the next attempt. Instead of repeating the same method, run an experiment that incorporates feedback. Set criteria for stopping as well. If the cost and impact on your health exceed what you can bear, revise the goal or path. The comfort conveyed by my own camellia, the metaphor, my own camellia, known from actor Oh Jung-sia's acceptance speech, begins with his experience of seeing different outcomes for every production in which he worked diligently. Even when the same person makes a similar effort, a production's success or failure is affected by factors that are difficult for an individual to control, such as timing, collaborators, distribution, and public interest. The core of this message is not a guarantee that great success or a reward will inevitably come someday. It is closer to the reassurance that you should not conclude that all your efforts were worthless simply because they are not being recognized now. Outcomes are not determined by effort alone, but today's practice can prepare you for the next opportunity. Not giving up and changing strategy are different. Persistence is important, but not every act of giving up is bad. Continuing to endure a plan with no prospect of recovery, an environment that ruins your health, or a violent relationship can be dangerous rather than courageous. Situations where continuing is likely appropriate, situations where changing course or stopping should be considered. Your skills are gradually improving, the same losses recur. But no learning occurs. You can keep trying at a manageable cost. Debt, sleep deprivation, and deteriorating health are accumulating. You can receive feedback and change your approach. The goal is maintained solely to gain others' approval. The goal is connected to your values. You must endure violence, exploitation, or severe humiliation. You can change the means without abandoning the goal. Changing jobs, postponing the schedule, asking for help, or reducing the scale of the goal can also be forms of persistence. The power of those who believed in you and of relationships people sometimes remember longer the trust they received. When they felt most anxious and inadequate, than the praise they received after their abilities had been fully proven. This is why encouragement can later become a driving force. A senior colleague telling a chef who made a mistake that they trust the chef's usual abilities, a colleague helping with living expenses during years of obscurity, or a mentor saying they will keep watching someone's potential. Good encouragement differs from baseless praise. It supports a person's dignity and potential for growth, while specifically identifying the behaviors that need improvement. Harmful judgment, as expected, you have no talent. Vague praise, everything will definitely work out. Helpful encouragement, today's outcome is disappointing, but some parts of your preparation improved. Next time, let's change this one thing. How you treat people of lower status, a message known as advice from Park Jin-young, contains the principle that even after becoming successful, you should respect junior staff members, stage installation crews, and those responsible for transportation and safety. This should not be understood transactionally, as though treating them well guarantees success, but ethically. Achievements are built on unseen labor and collaboration. In practice, respect is demonstrated through actions such as the following. Know and use people's names and roles correctly. Do not make them the last to hear about schedule changes and safety risks. Do not humiliate them publicly or use them as outlets for your emotions. Recognize their contributions and ensure fair compensation and rest. Do not confuse expressions of gratitude with professional responsibility. Repaying kindness does not mean unconditional obedience or accepting unreasonable requests. You can remember your gratitude while maintaining healthy boundaries. Not postponing happiness until the future if you attach conditions to happiness. When I get into college, when I get a job, or when I earn more money, new conditions may arise even after you achieve your goal. Long-term goals are necessary, but that does not mean you must sacrifice all your current sleep, relationships, rest, and small pleasures. Placing happiness in the present does not mean that you must always feel joyful, even in difficult circumstances. It means acknowledging anxiety and sadness, while not missing the meaning, connection, and time for recovery that you can experience today. The three basic psychological needs in self-determination theory, identifies autonomy, competence, and relatedness as basic psychological needs important to human motivation and well-being. Element meaning question to ask in daily life, example of a small action autonomy, feeling that you are choosing your own actions, what part of today can I choose? Decide for yourself, the order or method of one task competence, feeling capable of managing your environment and tasks, and that you are growing what small skill has improved since yesterday. Complete and record a task with reduced difficulty relatedness, feeling connected to and respected by others with whom can I honestly check in. Ask someone you trust for specific help. These three elements are a useful framework for understanding happiness, but they are not a simple formula that applies to everyone in the same proportions. Financial stability, physical health, a safe environment, discrimination, and social conditions also affect quality of life. Happiness can be influenced through social networks. Social network research has observed a tendency for happy people to appear together within connected groups. The frequently cited figure that if a friend is happy, my likelihood of happiness increases by about 15%, is an estimate produced by the statistical model of one longitudinal observational study. This figure should not be treated as a causal law applying to every relationship. Results may differ depending on selection effects, in which similar people become friends, surrounding environments, how happiness is measured, and the model used. The practical implication of the research is not that you should associate only with positive people, but that emotions and behaviors within relationships can affect one another. Nor is it desirable to end a relationship simply because the other person is struggling. Instead, it is more realistic not to take sole responsibility for caregiving, to set boundaries against repeated criticism or emotional exhaustion, and to cultivate more relationships that help both people recover. The metaphor of black and white stones for enduring hardship, there is a metaphor in which life's pocket contains an equal number of white stones representing good events and black stones representing difficult events. If you are currently drawing one black stone after another, the idea is to believe that white stones remain ahead. This metaphor offers hope that a difficult period may not last forever. However, there is no basis for believing that good and bad events are distributed in exactly equal numbers in real life. Nor can anyone promise that enduring pain will inevitably bring an equivalent reward. It is therefore best used as follows. Helpful use: let's not conclude that the current situation will last forever. Dangerous use: if I just endure, a great reward will inevitably come. Helpful use: let's find one thing I can control today. Dangerous use: I must not seek help and should endure it alone. Hope is not a technique for denying reality, but an attitude that leaves room for the possibility of a next action while still facing reality. Understanding positive language and affirmations, scientifically, words can change the direction of action. I cannot do anything because I have no time, and what can I do for 10 minutes today? Address the same constraint differently. Language can influence where you direct your attention and which alternative actions you explore. That does not mean there is evidence that using negative words actually attracts bad events. It is also necessary to express danger, anger, and sadness accurately. What matters is not banning uncomfortable emotions, but turning fixed self-criticism into a specific statement of the problem. Fixed expression, actionable expression: I have weak willpower, I am exhausted in the evening. So it is difficult to follow my plan, I always fail the last two times. I did not have enough preparation time, nothing is getting better, I will find one thing I can change this week, I have no time at all, I will identify available time in 10 minute, increments the limits of the claim that the brain cannot distinguish imagination from reality when imagining something and actually experiencing it. Some overlapping brain regions may become active. But using this as grounds to say that the brain cannot distinguish imagination from reality at all is an excessive simplification. People generally distinguish among perceived events, memories, and imagination, and different information and neural activities are involved in that process. The claim that repeatedly saying a completed form statement such as, "I have already become very rich," will make the brain accept it as reality and automatically generate passion and wealth is also not an established scientific fact. Vividly imagining a positive future alone may not increase action. And some studies have also reported that imagining only ideal outcomes can reduce the energy needed for effort. Self-affirmation in research, psychological research on self-affirmation, generally differs from repeatedly declaring that you have already obtained money or success. It is closer to an approach that helps prevent you from feeling that your entire self has collapsed in threatening situations by reflecting on or writing about values, relationships, strengths, and identities that are important to you. Realistic affirmations do not deny present difficulties and are connected to action. Exaggerated affirmation: I have already achieved perfect success. Realistic affirmation: I am someone who learns, and today I can revise one paragraph of my application. Exaggerated affirmation: I am never anxious. Realistic affirmation: I am anxious right now, but I can steady my breathing. And proceed one step at a time. A 10-minute method for turning quotes into real action, feelings of motivation may not last long. By deciding the size and timing of an action immediately after reading a sentence, you can turn a temporary emotion into a cue for action. Choose one sentence. Select only the sentence closest to your current situation. Name the emotion. Write your current state in one word, such as anxiety, resentment, fatigue, or loneliness. Divide the scope of control. Distinguish between what you can change and what you cannot change right now. Choose a 10-minute action. Select an action with a clear beginning and end, such as making one phone call, writing one paragraph of a document, or taking a 10-minute walk. Schedule the next time. Instead of saying later, decide what time you will do it today. Record the action, not the outcome. Track controllable measures, such as submitting an application, the number of practice sessions, or hours of sleep rather than acceptance or success. For example, if you choose the sentence, "The outcome is not all that I am," your next action could be, "At 7 p.m. today, I will divide the reasons for my rejection into three categories and choose one item to revise." When advice to endure no matter, what becomes dangerous, what motivational content often overlooks, are situations in which stopping and seeking help are more necessary than continuing. If you notice the following signs, do not try to resolve them through willpower or positive affirmations alone. Sleep and eating patterns remain disrupted for a long period, and daily functioning declines significantly. There is violence, intimidation, exploitation, or severe workplace harassment. Debt or losses repeatedly reach an unmanageable level. Anxiety and depression persist, or you have thoughts of harming yourself. You increasingly rely on alcohol, drugs, gambling, or similar means to endure your emotions. In such cases, revising your goal, resting, leaving a relationship, or contacting a medical or counseling professional or local crisis support service is not giving up, but taking action to secure your safety. Words of comfort are not substitutes for professional diagnosis and treatment. Motivational sentences worth keeping the following are not direct quotations from specific individuals, but practical sentences that condense the principles above. A single failure is an event, not my identity. Going all the way does not mean insisting on only one method. Be grateful to those who believed in you, but you do not need to accept unreasonable demands. Do not deposit happiness only in the future. Leave time to recover today. The fact that things are difficult now and the possibility that they can change in the future can both be true. Do not deny your emotions. Turn them into words that let you choose your next action. An affirmation should not be a spell that replaces reality, but a sentence that connects values with action. Today's goal is not to complete your life, but to begin the next 10 minutes.